Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In the late 1990s and early 2000s, the Star Trek universe was considered by some, not us, to be too dense, impenetrable to casual viewers due to the decades of continuity and storylines one would theoretically have to catch up on in order to enjoy an episode of Deep Space Nine or Voyager. Up until Star Trek Discovery and Star Trek Picard, the producers of Trek actually made a concerted effort to avoid ongoing story arcs in favour of easily accessible standalone stories. In Star Trek Deep Space Nine's later seasons, the writers attempted to push this restriction, and there was the occasional stretch of serialised episodes. Star Trek Enterprise even slowly embraced continuing storylines, experimenting with an entire serialized season. Still, Star Trek's writers generally chose to pepper their seasons with standalone episodes that were loosely connected, but still served to create an ongoing arc. With over 50 years of episodes and movies to draw from, there are now numerous arcs and running storylines throughout the Star Trek franchise that can be pulled out and enjoyed as single, bingeable marathons. With that in mind then, I'm Ellie with Trek Culture, and here are 10 examples of Star Trek story arcs you can binge in a day. Number 10. Captain Pike and the Talosians. This arc dates back to the very first Star Trek pilot, The Cage, and the very first two-parter, The Menagerie. Together, these three original series episodes create a single storyline. However, Star Trek Discovery added two additional episodes to the arc that deepen the story and broaden its scope. If Memory Serves is an outright sequel to The Cage and prequel to The Menagerie, featuring the return of the classic Talosians and their human captive, Vena. Through the Valley of Shadows foreshadows The Menagerie, providing Pike with a glimpse of his future, as seen in that original series episode, and building his character and status as Trek's most tragic hero. Number 9. The Q Civil War. There are actually 12 episodes featuring Q, spanning the runs of Star Trek The Next Generation, Deep Space Nine, and Voyager, which forms something of a character arc as he evolved from malevolent god to annoying trickster. However, the events of The Next Generation's Deja Q provide the background for Star Trek Voyager's Death Wish and reflect the character's aforementioned evolution. The fallout from Death Wish is picked up the following season in The Q and the Grey, in which the Q fall into civil war and become American Civil War reenactors, before coming to a resolution that literally bears fruit in the 7th season episode Q2. Aside from being Q's final appearance so far, Q2 also features the transformation of Voyager's engineering into a dance club, so you've got that to look forward to. Number 8. Andorians vs. Vulcans. A big element of Star Trek Enterprise that fans initially chafed at was the depiction of the Vulcans as, well, jerks. Not only were the Vulcans condescending and downright hostile to humans in Star Trek Enterprise, the first season episode, The Andorian Incident, showed the Vulcans also had a strained, even violent relationship with the Andorians. This conflict played out in additional episodes in seasons 1, 2, and 3, before the situation is revealed to be part of a larger plot involving the Romulans in the excellent trilogy of 4th season episodes The Forge, Awakening, and Kirshara. Number 7. The Temporal Cold War. Okay, unless you've got about 9 hours to spare, this story arc might take you 2 days to binge. Star Trek Enterprise's Temporal Cold War storyline was the big story of the first season, before more or less sputtering out in season 2. barely factoring into season 3 and then deliberately put an end to in season 4's first two episodes. Given the nature of time travel and opaque machinations by the unnamed future guy, the arc itself is not the most cohesive storyline in Trek history, but features the involvement of the Klingons, the Tholians, the Sphere Builders, and even a group of literal space Nazis. It's kind of a shame we never got to learn the identity of Future Guy, but at the same time, maybe it's more fun to guess. He was Archer though. Definitely Archer. Number 6. The Tribble-Klingon Conflict. Yep, the Tribbles actually have a story beyond just showing up on a ship, being cute, and taking over the place. While they've made chronologically earlier appearances in Star Trek Enterprise, the Tribbles' story begins in the recent short trek, The Trouble with Edward, in which they're unleashed on an unsuspecting population of Klingons. This is followed up on in both the original series The Trouble with Tribbles and the animated series More Tribbles, More Troubles, in which the Klingon-Tribble rivalry is played out. Finally, Star Trek Deep Space Nine revisited the Tribbles and the events of The Trouble with Tribbles in Trials and Tribulations, in which the Tribbles' fate is revealed and they are given the victory over the Klingons they so adorably deserved. Number 5. The Kazons. Before it became the Borg show, the Kazon were intended to be the big bads of Star Trek Voyager when it launched in 1995. The Delta Quadrant's answer to the Klingons, the Kazon unfortunately never impacted it was hoped they would, and a lot of people just couldn't get past the hair. Nevertheless, the Kazon's scattered appearances in the first two seasons of Star Trek Voyager tie together to form a single narrative in their quest to capture Voyager's advanced Starfleet technology, culminating in the criminally underrated Basics Parts 1 and 2, in which the Kazon get what they want and outright capture Voyager for themselves. The Kazon arc is the closest the series got to a Dominion-style ongoing threat. The arc's last remnants stretch all the way into Voyager's 7th season, episode Shattered, in which time travel briefly pits Janeway against the Kazon and the turncoat Cardassian spy, Seska, once again. Remember Seska? Number 4. The USS Defiant's Journey. The other USS Defiant. Initially a one-off, the Defiant appeared in the original series episode The Tholian Web, in which it slipped into an interphasic rift and disappeared. Some 37 years later, real time, the Star Trek franchise revisited the Defiant in the Star Trek Enterprise two-parter In a Mirror Darkly, which revealed the ship had found its way into the past and into the Mirror Universe. The fate of the Defiant would go on to be a pivotal plot point when the USS Discovery also found itself in the Mirror Universe in Despite Yourself and The Wolf Inside. Number 3. The Augments. In their own right, the three Augments trilogy episodes from Star Trek Enterprise are standouts, but they also lead directly into the events of the two Klingon Augment virus episodes to form a five-part story, depicting the first resurrection of the genetically engineered supermen that menaced Earth in the 1990s, and the Klingons' attempts to harness that genetic power themselves. Star Trek Enterprise's Augments and Klingon Augments episodes lead seamlessly into the classic original series episode, Space Seed. Space Seed, of course, introduces us to Khan Noonien Singh, who would go on to menace the Enterprise crew in Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, and to a lesser extent, Star Trek Into Darkness. Yeah, you can skip Star Trek Into Darkness, as it's basically a Kelvin timeline retelling of Wrath of Khan. But the six Prime Universe set episodes and the movie are required viewing for the full Khan Augments backstory, and for those who just love big hair and torn-up biker clothes. Number 2. Locutus. The definitive Jean-Luc Picard story, The Best of Both Worlds Parts 1 and 2, depicted the Enterprise captain's kidnapping and assimilation by the Borg. The ramifications of this encounter would fully inform the follow-up episode Family, which almost entirely dealt with Picard's psychological injuries following his assimilation. The Next Generation Season 5's I, Borg went on to further depict Picard's lingering trauma and introduce the free Borg the Enterprise crew dubbed Hugh. Picard's struggle to reconcile his feelings over his assault by the Borg would once again serve to inform the story of Star Trek First Contact, and then Star Trek Picard's The Impossible Box would go on to reunite Picard with Hugh and reveal that, like Picard himself, the Borg had changed. Number 1. The Klingon Civil War. The first multi-episode arc in Star Trek history, Worf's storyline in Sins of the Father was conceived as a one-off, before the writers convinced producer Rick Berman to keep the story going. What resulted is the most complex storyline in Star Trek The Next Generation, weaving in Worf's family history, Klingon politics, Romulan maneuvering, an alternate universe created via time travel, the introduction of Klingon cleavage, and the rise of one of Trek's most underrated villains, Sela. Star Trek Deep Space Nine takes up the story to tie up a loose end in the Sword of Kalis, but honestly, that one's optional. What's not optional is Yesterday's Enterprise. Not originally part of the narrative, this episode was incorporated into the events of the Redemption duology and is therefore required viewing to fully understand the Klingon Civil War arc. Today is a good day to binge.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.